I'm here to talk about a solution that we built on Azure called the Electronic Notarization Solution. This is actually done in conjunction with the state of Delaware. They have a big commerce unit, and they came to us and they wanted to build this offering as a public-private partnership. Now, they don't want to be in the business of necessarily managing the virtual machines and the network themselves. Mm-hmm. These days, the state budgets are less and less. So we wanted a platform that grows with the needs, and we don't have to invest a lot upfront. In any state agency, when it rolls out a solution like this, they want to make sure it has all the security credentials and things like that. In terms of capabilities, they needed things like, obviously a database layer, a compute layer, but importantly, they also needed an API layer, which can then be embedded into any of the partner's product as needed. Azure allowed us to meet all of the compliance requirements, and Azure has this service called the API Management Service. Mm-hmm. So that was a key capability that was attractive for this solution. Azure made sense because it offered us a rich selection of platform as a service components. All the capabilities of API management, generation of the documents, all the documentation, applying dynamic policies, all of the testing capabilities, all of that was provided by this API management layer. This solution was designed as a born-in-cloud workload. But at the same time, it has some hybrid components. For example, there is a CRM-based repository. So anybody who becomes an electronic notary ultimately gets data about them, gets stored in a CRM system, which today is located on an on-prem CRM instance. We have smart, competent C#.NET developers. And the fact that they were able to use the same tools, Visual Studio, patterns and APIs, and the language skills that they were able to apply to the cloud made it easier for us to onboard these developers into the team. And because they were working with the familiar tool sets, the development times was a lot faster. Ultimately, you go to a platform that makes business sense. It makes business sense if you are able to build applications quickly, cost-effectively. I'm looking at it as from the perspective of people who are building on-premises applications today. Whether they are building it on the Windows platform or they are building on open source tools, for them to be able to take their existing skill sets and to be able to move that to the cloud in terms of the richness of the API model, in terms of the richness of services, that certainly is an important differentiator for Azure, and that's what I think it's important in terms of developer adoption.